are constantly echoed by contemporary developments in China. It is opportune, and indeed, it is the responsibility of this university, his alma mater, to reaffirm the value of ideas and the value of humanity and all that a university stands for. The unveiling of Dr. Sun Yat-sen's statue in the heart of this campus will mark the beginning of a new tradition. Many generations of students, scholars, young people will be looking to him for further inspiration. I hope all of us remember that we too can make and indeed are making history. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Dr. Fu. Now may we invite Mr. Raymond Mack, the Students' Union President of the University of Hong Kong, for a speech. Raymond, please.
Honored guests, ladies and gentlemen, welcome for attending today's unveiling ceremony of Dr. Sun Yat-sen's statue this afternoon. Mr. Eric Ho Tong, the chairman of Hong Kong University Union 18 years ago, invited us to the honorary guest speaker in the Hong Kong Union Hall. His welcome address, Mr. Ho Tong remarked, Dr. Sun's name is synonymous with that of China, and his experience, if written in a book form, would make one of the most fascinating romance ever. If love of liberty was attached to Britain, if love of one's country was part of greatness, and if love of one's people was an essence of greatness, then Dr. Sun would be associated with the name of greatness itself. Dr. Sun, thanks to his love of liberty, initiated 100 times of protests against the corrupt Qing dynasty. His love of the Chinese people and his vision of introducing modernity to the feudal China are the incentive and the motivation behind his revolutionary ideas and philosophies. After the 1911 revolution, he voluntarily resigned from his presidency, not for any pragmatic self-interest, but for the collective good of his love and Chinese people. Although history tells us that his vision of establishing a utopian civil society on the basis of democracy and civil participation is yet to be fulfilled and should to be continuously pursued in modern China, his generosity of spirit is long remembered by all people in the world. A student in the former University of Hong Kong, the Hong Kong College of Medicine for Chinese, Dr. Sun once remarked that our university was his intellectual birthplace. Today, I'm honored to represent Hong Kong University Students' Union to pay host for this unveiling ceremony of Dr. Sun Yat-sen's statue. I sincerely hope that the introduction of Dr. Sun's statue would remind our university and our fellow students of his visionary philosophy and selfless sacrifice, especially at times of social crisis. There have recently been many major social controversies and debates in Hong Kong and in the university, such as the election of Chief Executive and Legislative Council, the university fund cut, the reformation of management of university, and the current report on higher education. Changes and reforms may have aroused anguish and worries, yet I want to take this opportunity to say that Dr. Sun believes his continuous pursuit for collective good, his vision of building up a better Chinese community, and his selfless love of his society is what we need and should have in mind while we are undergoing the current public debate. Thank you very much.
教授题字：傅林已矣，上长翼翼，我知有之，根基是直。